A new home. Zeus's ambition for a new era, a new dispensation for the cosmos, encompassed more than the simple distribution of powers and provinces amongst his brothers and sisters. Zeus imagined something more enlightened and rationally constituted than the bloody and brutal tyrannies that had gone before. He envisioned an assembly of 12 major gods, a dodecatheon, as he Greekly put it to himself. Since Zeus took that decision, the number 12 seems to have taken on important properties. It is divisible by 2, 3, 4, and 6, of course, making it twice as composite as the stupid number 10. The dozen can still be seen around us in the zodiac, the days, hours, in months and inches and pennies. Well, when I was a boy, it was 12 pennies to the shilling anyway. Not to mention the tribes of Israel, disciples, days of Christmas, and the Asian 12-year cycle. It's a duodecimal world. So far, we have met only 6 gods, the children of Kronos and Rhea. There was already another deity to call upon, of course, one who was older than any of them, foam-born Aphrodite. The moment the Titanomachy erupted, Zeus collected Aphrodite from Cyprus, aware that she would constitute a great prize if kidnapped, ransomed, or recruited by the Titans. For the last 10 years, she had contentedly been living amongst them, and thus the gods now numbered 7. The gods were, if you think it through, Aphrodite's nephews and nieces. They were born of Kronos, and she was the direct issue of the ejaculate of Uranus. As the Titans had made Othrys their mountain home, so Zeus now chose for his headquarters Mount Olympus, Greece's highest peak. He and his gods would be known as the Olympians, and they would rule as no divine beings ruled before or since.